Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a stack of your sources and really cracking open what goes into successful business planning.
Yeah, the building blocks.
Exactly. Our mission isn't just, you know, listing steps. It's about giving you a really agile, powerful way to approach it.
Especially for small businesses, right? Where a huge formal plan might just be too much.
Totally. We want something impactful, not overwhelming. So let's kick things off with the Lean Canvas. I hear it called the one-page roadmap.
That's a good way to put it. It really distills your whole idea down.
Okay.
But what's really cool, I think, isn't just that it's short. It forces you to break down your idea into these 9 core assumptions.
9 assumptions, like what?
Well, things like, what's the actual problem your customer has? What's your unique value proposition? What makes you special?
Okay, the UVP. Got it.
Right. And then how will you actually reach customers? Those are your channels. And this one's interesting. Your unfair advantage.
Unfair advantage. What does that mean exactly?
It's basically that thing you have that's, well, hard for others to copy or buy. Your secret sauce, you know.
Ah, okay. So it's not just a checklist.
No, not at all. The real power is testing these assumptions. It's meant to be a living thing. You iterate on it. A lot of people just fill it out and forget it. That's a mistake.
Right. Treating dynamically.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got this lean plan, this vision. That leads straight into funding it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The practical side, budgeting. Mm-hmm. How do you actually resource this thing?
So what does it really cost to get going?
That's the million-dollar question, sometimes literally. We need to separate things out. You've got your one-time startup costs.
Like buying equipment or maybe website design.
Exactly. Initial stuff. Then you have recurring monthly costs, software subscriptions, maybe rent, utilities, that kind of thing.
Okay, makes sense.
But here's the bit people often miss or maybe underestimate. The contingency fund.
The just-in-case money.
Sort of, yeah. Think like 10, maybe 20% of your total estimated costs. Because unexpected things always happen.
Like what? Give me an example.
Maybe a key piece of equipment breaks down suddenly, or you discover you need a license you didn't know about, or even just a software price hike. Without that buffer,
you could get derailed pretty easily.
Totally. It's not just a safety net. It's strategic. It prepares you for those predictable unpredictables.
Okay, strategy planning. Mm-hmm. That leads us to the legal side. How do you set up the business itself? Protect yourself.
This is huge. Choosing your legal structure affects, well, everything. Your personal liability, how you pay taxes, it's foundational.
So what are the main options people usually consider?
The simplest is often a sole proprietorship. Easy to start, but, and this is a big but, you are personally on the hook for all business debts.
Meaning your personal savings, your house, could be at risk.
Potentially, yes. That's why many look at an LLC, a limited liability company.
Right, LLC. Heard of that one?
It generally creates a separation. It shields your personal assets from the business's debts, offers liability protection.
Sounds better, but I assume there's more paperwork.
Definitely more paperwork and some ongoing compliance things to keep track of. Plus, it affects how you might bring in partners later or investors.
So it's not just out today, but future growth too.
Absolutely. Which is why talking to a lawyer or an accountant isn't just like a good idea. It's pretty essential.
Get expert advice. Okay. And besides the structure, what about the official registrations? The red tape.
Ah, yes, the hoops you have to jump through. You'll likely need things at the federal, state, and local levels.
Okay, where do you start?
A really critical first step is getting an EIN, an employer identification number, from the IRS.
EIN. What's that for?
Think of it like a social security number, but for your business. You need it for taxes, opening a business bank account, hiring people. It's fundamental.
Can't skip that one. Nope.
Then you've got state-level stuff like registering your business name and local permits. These really depend on your industry and where you are.
Like a food business needing health permits or maybe even rules for a home office.
Exactly. Retail, services, home-based. They all might have specific local requirements. It's about operating legally, legitimizing things.
Got it. Legitimacy, structure, funding. Now let's talk pricing. How do you actually figure out what to charge?
Pricing. Yeah, it's maybe one of the most powerful levers you have. It's not just about covering costs.
So what are the main ways to think about it?
Well, there are 3 core strategies people usually talk about. First is cost plus. Simple. Your costs plus whatever profit margin you want.
Straightforward.
Yeah, but you might be leaving money on the table. Second is competitive pricing. Basically, you look at what your rivals charge and set your price accordingly.
Okay, good for getting into a market, maybe.
Can be, but it makes it hard to stand out on value. Which brings us to the third, value-based pricing.
Value-based? Tell me more.
This one's focused on what your product or service is actually worth to the customer. What problem are you solving? How big is the benefit?
So it's tied to the unique value proposition we talked about earlier.
Exactly. It demands confidence in that UVP. It's often the most profitable approach because you're capturing the perceived value, even if your costs are low.
But I guess the challenge is proving and communicating that value.
That's the trick, especially when you're new. You really have to articulate why it's worth it.
Okay, so we've journeyed from the lean canvas idea through budgeting, legal structure, registrations, and now pricing strategy. It feels like a solid foundation.
Yeah, these aren't just isolated steps. They connect. Having these pieces in place means your business isn't just an idea anymore. It's a structured entity ready for growth.
And ready to adapt, based on what you said about the lean canvas being dynamic.
Absolutely. It's about building something robust, something with foresight, not just reacting.
So, thinking about your own ventures or plans, what part of this foundation, the planning, the money, the legal stuff, the pricing, are you maybe most excited, or let's be honest, maybe most nervous to tackle first?